We're going to continue on now with our interview series with the Foundation for Community Health, and we're going to be talking today with Charles Davis, who is the nurse at the Weebatuck Central School District. Charles, thanks for joining us today.
Mr. Miles, it's great to be part of the program.
Well, you know, I started and first heard about this program a while ago, pre, of course, COVID-19. We have talked with the superintendent of Weebatuck Schools way back when, also Lindsay Farrell, who is part of the organization which will help implement this program, and also Nancy Heaton from the Foundation for Community Health. But we've never really spoken to you about this, and that what we're talking about here is this program that is going to establish itself as the first full-service school-based health center in our Weebatuck community. So let's talk a little bit about this and how it impacts the students, the parents, and the general area.
That's an excellent introduction, and you capture it. You capture it very well, because it's a very exciting time, not only for the Weebatuck Central School District, students, parents, and guardians, of course, of students, but the community as a whole, the community in the Harlem Valley, which incorporates a number of schools. And let me make sure that I reiterate that it's an important collaboration between the Weebatuck Central School District, Open Door Family Medical Centers, and, of course, the Foundation for Community Health. Without the Foundation for Community Health, this project, this initiative, this critically important initiative, would never come to fruition. But it's a very exciting time.
And actually, we probably, had it not been for the COVID-19 pandemic and legislatures being involved in other things and other priorities, it would probably be underway again. For people that are listening and don't really understand or realize how great this is to have a health-based system right in the schools, let's talk about, in your viewpoint, why it's so important in the school district to have some place that really looks at students' health and works with the parents.
Absolutely, and an excellent comment to identify that, especially for a rural area such as the Harlem Valley, this area of Dutchess County that borders right on the Massachusetts, Connecticut states, that having access to health care is such a multidimensional important concept to move forward with. And let me identify, yes, this will be not only the first school-based health center in the Harlem region, the Harlem Valley region, but it will be the first official recognized school-based health center in the Mid-Hudson Valley. So this is a very exciting time. And the reason for its importance, the reason for the excitement, is it delivers health care, physical health care, mental health care, dental health care services to students where they spend the majority of their wake hours, and that's in a school-based setting. And that has so many positive attributes to its location. It's important because the services are where, again, the students are, so they don't have to, they minimize the lost class time. And we all understand the importance of students being in class. That's where they learn. That's the purpose of going to school. But it also has additional benefits for family members. Family members, parents, guardians don't have to take off work in order to have their child seen by a primary health care provider. They don't have to take off time for follow-up appointments. And that, again, includes mental health, physical health, as well as dental health. And all of this occurs for students that are enrolled with no out-of-pocket expense. So it targets not the underserved, underinsured populations, which in our particular region, we have approximately 60% of our student population that fits a status of economically disadvantaged, financially challenging situation. So there are just numerous benefits, and I know I'm going a little long in the answer, but there's just so many important components to consider, because students, research identifies that students that have regular easy access to health care have reduced absences. There's reduced risky behavioral practices. They have improved classroom success and outcomes. And the transition from adolescence into adulthood, the research just shows that the positive outcome in this important, critically important transition occurs, is more likely to occur. So there's just an overwhelming abundance of benefit and value.
You know, we're talking right now, once again, with Charles Davis, nurse at the Weber Tuck Central School District. And I'm 68. When I was a child going to grammar school, we routinely were checked by the nurse, but we also had hearing tests and eye tests, and as we also had a square meal every day. And right now schools are preparing students, so make sure that no student is hungry. And I think the most important thing that I see, the collaboration between the foundation and you, and also the other organizations that have all come to work together on this, is it's just one more step in. When they used to say to start off the day, go to school, it's the fraternity that develops among students. Doesn't matter whether they're in kindergarten, grammar school, high school, middle school. You start off the day with a good meal, and you go to school, you socialize, you learn. And the one thing which is so hard for two-parent families or single-parent families nowadays, as you say, in our economy, is the health care of that student. With the cooperation with the foundation coming up with, I think, $100,000, $140,000 to help pay for this, and with the other people you're working for to actually find space in the school, this is just another really obvious step in taking children one step ahead and ensuring better success, not only in grammar school or middle school, but down the road.
Absolutely. Well said, succinctly said, and you capture all the key points. And it would not happen without this team collaborative effort. And indeed, the Foundation for Community Health has definitely stepped in and been a significant partner in this collaboration that has, through their generosity, is going to make this happen. And unfortunately, COVID-19 hit right square during this process, so we've been delayed, but we're marching toward a September 2021, at the beginning of the 2021-22 school year, to be up and running.
You know, what's interesting about this, for you people who don't realize, not only is the Foundation for Community Health involved in this, and of course the Weber Tuck Central School District, Open Door is a federally qualified health care center. They are going to manage and operate this center as well. And it has to also meet strict rules that come from the New York legislature, the governing body. So this has been quite an undertaking to put together, and to be patient enough to get through COVID. even after all the other steps have been handled. So I credit the school district, the foundation, Open Door, for really working this through and making it something that we can look forward to in September of 2021.
Yes, you captured some very, very important elements, and that is that we have to go through New York State Department of Education, as well as Department of Health applications, to ensure that the Weebatuck School-Based Health Center meets all the necessary requirements in order to be a safe and fully functional practicing health center. Students are going to be coming here to receive the best health care, the best evidence-based health care that's available. So there are criteria that has to be met, and we're right in the middle of having their application approved from, again, both the state ed department as well as the departments of the Department of Health. So we're on track to meet our September 21 opening ribbon, have our ribbon cutting ceremony.
All right, before we leave, I want to ask you a question. How did you get involved in becoming a school nurse, first of all? And do you enjoy the practice working with the students directly and also the school district and, of course, the parents?
Thank you for the question. There is nothing more rewarding for me as a professional than to work with the students on a daily basis to provide them excellent nursing healthcare. I can't think of a more rewarding experience, and I am so fortunate to work for a district such as Weebatuck in order to carry out my profession. And the leadership, the foresight, the progressive leadership of Mr. Raymond Castellani, our superintendent, because without Mr. Castellani embracing this concept, as well as our Board of Ed members and our community to embrace this concept, it would not be possible. And then once we got had the vision embraced by Mr. Castellani and the Board of Ed, our business office manager Robert Ferrier and our director of student services Jenna Rocca came on board, we started functioning as a team, and again things began to fall very cleanly into place with Lindsay Farrell and her team at Open Door. And of course, I can't express enough about the generosity of the Foundation for Community Health. So nursing is fabulous. I love the kids. I love the community. It's a great place to be. And to wrap the answer up, let me just identify that I was a technical researcher, a scientist, a manager with IBM for 25 years. And then I had a family. I don't want to share too much detail with everyone, but there was a significant health issue in my immediate family, and it changed what was important to my life. So I left the technology sector of the world and found that the best way to help individuals with healthcare challenges is through nursing. And I went back to school. I went to Stony Brook University, received my bachelor's degree in nursing, and began practicing in a hospital and eventually found school nursing. I'm now a certified family nurse practitioner from Frontier Nursing University, and making a difference in the lives of the individuals that I see and are with on a daily basis, the students, their parents, their guardians, the community, the staff members I work with. I could not expect or envision a greater, more rewarding career. So thank you for the question.
Well, Charles, thank you for giving us a few minutes. And obviously, as the date gets closer for this open up, we'll be back in touch with you and others. And good luck the rest of the school year, and stay healthy.
We really appreciate your thoughts and sentiments, and I greatly appreciate the time we spent together with Robin Hood Radio.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Good morning.
That is Charles Davis, a nurse at Weebatuck. Want more information on all this? Of course, Foundation for Community Health has their own website, and you can also get more information at a couple of different places. You can go to the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, the Relationship Health, School Health and Attendance. You can also go to the American Public Health Association. And on our link on our on-demand page, you will find all those links available for you to use and get the information. And our thanks once again for the Foundation for Community Health for helping set up this interview series.